Greetings and salutations, Internet, and welcome to another episode of Who's Your Brother? I'm the younger of the two brothers. My name's Evan.
What? If that's Evan, who the fuck am I? What's going on here?
Dun, dun, dun! That's an April Fool's joke. I got you, Evan. And you, listeners, it is actually I, Christian, the older of the two brothers. Mwahaha. Happy April Fool's Day.
I'm so lost.
Don't worry, brother. I'll get you back on track. I'm Christian, older of the two brothers. Pretty sure you're Evan. 97% sure on that one.
I don't even know what's real anymore. I can't tell.
it's all an illusion, little brother.
No, apparently. But you know what? You know what isn't an illusion?
What's
this
that?
Podcast, I think.
This could be a figment of our imaginations. We've been hallucinating this for over a year.
You know what? At this point, I believe it.
could be. Just a crazed fever dream.
I'm willing to believe most anything these days. I believe anything anyone tells me anymore.
Yeah, the world's kind of fuckered and nothing makes sense and it's all falling apart. And
correct.
And here we are to give you our thoughts about it.
Absolutely. But you know what? What is it you always say? Bread and circuses?
Bread and circuses.
Well, you know what? The circuses are getting a little more fucked these days, and I want to talk about it.
All right, tell me about the circus you're complaining about.
The circus today, video games. I love video games. I've long been a player of many video games. They are a frequent pastime of mine. I use them for escapism. The problem is that when you use video games for escapism, video games have a horrible way of reminding you of the terrible things of the outside world.
Right.
I start to feel like Frank from fucking It's Always Sunny. You know, the, no, you're reminding me. I don't like remembering.
Right. This is not what you're supposed to do. This is not our agreement. All right. You help me forget that shit.
But no, the evil hooks of capitalism like to sink their fangs into whatever they can. I lost that metaphor like halfway through, but it's okay because I
followed your instincts, like the spirit of what you were trying to say, little brother. It's fine.
So this has long been a running sort of, you know, a running theme in video games, as it were, and that is the idea of microtransactions, you know, a little purchase here and there, you know. It started off, like, when these things first started, it was DLC, you know?
It was
an additional thing, you know? You bought it, and it gave you more stuff. It gave you cool stuff, fancy stuff.
Okay, I have to just pause and break into my old man style so I can do the back in my day when you bought a game, you got the game. That was
the
it.
Whole game was there. Mm-hmm. I remember those days from when I was a lad.
And we had no fucking DLC for Mega Man, all right? Anyway, please do continue. But I do remember, like, it first coming out. But at the time, like, it seemed okay. They're like, hey, you give us, like, an extra $5 and we'll give you, you know, these things that don't matter to the game. Like, here's a couple extra costumes that the person can wear. Or maybe, like, an extra level, you know?
And you know what? Even then, I feel like the costumes start to, like, when they started with the costumes, it was, like, whatever. It was innocuous. You remember horse armor from, I think that was, like, Elder Scrolls 4? And people kind of pointed and laughed at that and went, who'd spend money on stupid shit like that? We all kind of had a good yuck, you know?
Yeah.
Well, little did we know how bad it could really get.
Right.
So my stint now, because here's the thing. If you are a free game, if you are a game that puts yourself out there for free, like, you know, mobile games do this shit all the time. I don't really give a rat's ass. Charge whatever you want for whatever stupid bit of bullshit that's, you know, in your video game. It's free to download. You got to make money somehow. I get that. Whatever. If you are a full price AAA game, if you are charging me $70 at the gate, fuck you for having microtransactions in your game.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you can just, honest to Christ, go fuck yourself. My recent one with this and what brought this on is Capcom recently released Dragon's Dogma 2. Dragon's Dogma, like the first one, was kind of an underrated gem, if you will. It had a lot of big ideas that it couldn't really execute on. It was trying to be like Skyrim, but also Dark Souls. It was like Elden Ring before Elden Ring was a thing.
Huh.
But it tried a lot of things. It didn't always succeed in a lot of those things, but it had a decent cult following. The second one came out, And there's a fucking cash shop in it. You can spend real world money on shit. And I'm sorry, you are charging me like however much. If I don't know if this is a 70 price AAA anymore. It probably is. But if you are charging me full price for a game at the door, fuck off. No, you're not allowed to have like a fucking cosmetic shop in there. All right? That's total horseshit. Fucking, Dragon's Dogma 2 did it. Diablo 4 did it. Fallout 76 did it. There's a lot of games that are coming out these days. I don't know. Maybe you make a fucking good game and people will buy it and enjoy it and be like, oh, hey, this is neat. I like this game. And they'll tell other people to go buy this game. And that's how you make your money. You don't need to fucking put a cash out to try to nickel and dime people for a bit of digital bullshit that doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, not in this world, man. In this world, you gotta fucking squeeze every single cent you can out of motherfuckers, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Put a dozen different ways to charge them in that fucking game.
It's like, I talk about, I'm a writer. I write my books. I am trying to sell my books. It'd be like if I sold my book and then in addition to it went, here, if you wear these special glasses, it makes reading the book way better. Or here's like a chapter that I just never released. I'm gonna sell this to you. This is integral to the plot, by the way. You need this chapter or you're fucked. You will not follow a goddamn thing.
Right.
Like
None of
that's
this
the
makes
most insane
sense.
shit to me.
Not to the executives who are like, but see, we can make extra money this way. 'Cause I don't know if you know this, Evan, but line must go up.
Line must go fucking up. It always goes up. It's always, we gotta make more money. We're asking you're probably sitting there asking yourself, how do we make more money? We can tell you, boss. We can tell you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We figured out another way to charge people after we've already charged them for the game. That's
Brilliant. My God.
right, yeah. Well, why didn't we think of this before? You mean we can just keep charging them for the same game? And of course, like, now monthly renewal fees to game networks, and
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Ubisoft is offering a membership because we talked about that one, I feel like a few episodes ago, because the dude got quoted as saying, people should get used to not owning their games. But
Yes, I do remember that.
like they were taking it out of context because what he was saying was that they're going to start offering a streaming service for their games. You pay Ubisoft a monthly fee and you get access to their games. And he was just saying like he's like it's like streaming music or streaming movies. You just get used to not owning your games. That's what he was saying. Like, we're just doing a streaming service. And I was like, okay, like in the context of what he's saying, it makes sense. But yeah, out of context, it just sounds horrible. Like, we're gonna charge you for this. Like, no, we're just gonna switch to a streaming service, which everybody does now. And it's like, oh, that's terrible, and it makes sense. Now all the different gaming systems will be like, hey, if you just pay us $20 a month, you get access to all our games. You can get the Disney games or the Ubisoft games or the EA games or the
I feel
Bethesda
like EA
game.
already does. I feel like EA and Bethesda already do that, fun fact.
Yeah, see, it's the next step.
I hate that that's the thi I hate that that's a thing though. I lament the days like the loss of the days where if I wanted like a cool bit of armor or like a cool weapon or something, I went out and I got the cool bit of armor or the cool weapon,
Had to work for it.
Yeah, now, I don't know. I play a lot of video games. Nowadays, if I'm in like an online game and I see somebody with like a cool skin or a cool weapon or like something cool that like I say, I'm like, oh man, that looks really awesome. 90% of the time, I'm like, you paid money for that. You
Right,
opened your wallet, pulled out your credit card, and paid money for that item. It means nothing.
that does suck.
I don't know. Again, this is my old man rant. So just keep that in mind, you fucking young kids. You're desensitized to this shit. You don't know you're getting bad stuff.
It's just a way to fulfill the need, though, the circuses, and it makes you feel good for a brief moment. It looks cool, man. It's so cool.
It looks cool, but it means nothing. It's
Right.
meaningless.
Yeah.
It's a bit of digital garbage on a screen.
It's all video games, so I suppose on some level it's all meaningless, man.
Well, sure, but so is life if you think too much about
Yes, it is.
it. But that's passive nihilism. We don't do that here. We do active nihilism,
Right.
which is nothing matters, so let's fucking party.
Right. And we're dying on hills that don't matter.
Absolutely. That's fucking lootly. You know? I don't
Hey,
buy into that passive nihilism.
fuck these microtransactions.
Absolutely. Fuck them.
Absolutely, double fuck them.
Well, that is the conclusion of at least this angry rant. I will have more in the future, I'm sure, but for now. Please, derail us, brother of mine.
Well, speaking of, let's see, what have we got here? Oh, well, capitalism and nonsense. We've got Donald Trump out there selling Bibles now.
Yeah, I heard about this one. It's so fucking funny. It's
Okay.
evil and it's fucked up, but it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, no, it's wild. He got ruled against in some case, and he owes like over $450 million in some New York cable. Where is it? The New York. See, Trump was given a reprieve Monday when New York appeals case agreed to hold off collecting the more than $450 million he owes following a civil fraud judgment, but he has to put up $175 million within 10 days. He's already posted a $92 million bill for the Eugene Carroll case. Let's see. Ah, okay. But anyway, so he started hawking these Bibles. Now, he didn't make these Bibles. These Bibles already existed as the All-American Bible or some such shit.
Whichever one.
Yeah. But now he's putting his name on it, and he's hawking them, and he's doing like the worst fucking endorsement. I've watched the fucking shit. Like, he's dead behind the eyes selling these fucking Bibles. But it's
Watched it?
parts of it. Like, I watched some of it so I could, see what was going on. And he's just like, everyone needs a Bible in a house. I have many. He claimed to have many Bibles in his house. But anyway, he called it the only,
Sound right.
Bible endorsed by President Trump. Now, besides the Bible, this is the All-American Bible or whatever. It also includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Fucking wow, it's everything you could ever need all in one.
Oh, here it is. God Bless the USA Bible. That's what the fuck it's called.
Oh,
Oh,
dude, fuck yeah, America.
fuck yeah. No, so that is the Bible that he is hawking, helping to hawk. Because, like I said, that thing existed before him, but now they've partnered up, and he's selling these $60 Bibles. And
60 bucks,
yeah.
60 fucking dollars.
But again, also Constitution, Declaration, Bill of Rights, Pledge of Allegiance. You know,
Oh my
like any
God.
good Bible should have.
Absolute goddamn. You're goddamn right. It's fucking America.
America as fuck.
This is where we get our fucking values from.
Yeah. But anyway, so that guy is the head of the Republican Party, and he's, I don't know, it's possible he might be president again, which is just,
Horrifying, to say the least.
yeah, utterly disheartening and wretchedly horrifying. Like, what is this life? Because Joe Biden's losing him because of fucking the shit that's going on in the Middle East and his fucking pansy ass around it. But yeah, so we might lose to the guy fucking literally hawking Bibles, the con man
Literally hawking a Bible.
who owes almost $500 million because of fraud in New York.
So,
Yeah.
it's so awesome.
Right, yeah.
It's so terribly awesome.
Right. What the fuck is even happening anymore? I don't fucking know, man. Like, yeah. It was quite the shock. But and that's the other thing. Like, he also he went public recently with the people, the company that technically owns Truth Social. And it soared on its first day, and like he made like $4 billion in its opening. Maybe
Woo.
even more. And on the fucking the stock exchange, it's traded under the, you know how they're all traded under like little three or four letter things?
Yeah.
His is traded under DJT, his initials, Donald J. Trump.
DJT.
Yeah.
Oh. Fucking hellfire! That's like that. If he wasn't such a horrible shit-eating monster, that'd be fucking hilarious. And right now, it's just mildly amusing, unfortunately.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He had traded on the stock exchange with that same thing before. But like then that company went bank. That was the company that like owned his casinos and whatnot. And when it went bankrupt, that those initials were taken off the stock exchange eventually, and nobody wanted them because they were like, ah, this, you know, that's bad luck. That shit went bankrupt, and so he was able to still get it back.
God damn. Well, you know what? The system works.
Well, here's the thing though. Reported about 6 hours ago by the Washington Post. Trump Media, that's the name of the company, plunges as Truth Social's $58 million loss reported, and it says that the net worth plunged $1 billion.
Outstanding.
Yeah, because that's what all the experts were talking about. That when it went public, it was way overhyped. Like it was so fucking overvalued. It was a big old bubble that was bound to burst because it was just his fans like getting excited about it and like, you know, over fucking valuing it, but eventually it would even out, and they reported a loss from last year, and they don't have many active fucking users, so yeah, of course it's gonna like just keep plunging and whatnot. This, and he can't get any money from it. Like he's got like a net worth valued over it, but he's not allowed to sell the stocks for 6 months because of part of the merger agreement.
Well, you know what? Now I will truthfully say the system works.
We'll see if that holds out, though. Well, we'll
We
see.
will, we
Yeah,
will.
because it's possible that the board of directors can like just kind of wave their hands and be like, "Okay, now you don't have to wait 6 months. Like we release you from that bond."
That is true. That is true. You know what? The capitalist system has failed me many times before. It can easily do it again.
Oh, little brother, it will. I'm not saying it will in this matter, but like it's definitely gonna. It will
It's
continue.
inevitable.
Oh yeah, it will continue to fail us like until the day we die, probably from capitalism.
Know what? Try the possible.
Oh, what happened to him? Like, oh, he needed money and didn't have it, so he died.
Yeah, he just fucking died, dude.
Yeah, he didn't have the money to stay alive. Being alive is expensive.
It's very expensive.
So
It's
expensive.
monstrously expensive.
Nobody cares how expensive it is. It just keeps getting more expensive. Inflation's out of control. Shit's up like 20% over the past like 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, but hey, think about this. While we're thinking about the cost of things and how much it costs to stay alive in this godless, forsaken world, think about this. If you have, I'm pretty sure, I have to double check. I actually don't want to Google this because I do not want this in my search feed, and I don't want my algorithm to get fucked. If you have about $3,500 to blow, you could spend it on the new Apple Vision Pro.
Hells yeah, you could, man. What a deal. What a steal, guys. Apple Vision Pro, only $3,500.
Have you fucking seen this thing? Because it looks insane.
I've seen pictures of it, but like I've not really done the deep dive into it. I've heard other people talking about it, and like that was enough for me to be like, I'm priced out of that, like for starters, and like it sounds horrible, so no thank you. So have you? I take it you would.
I've only seen like a few images and a few videos of like people like using this thing in public, and I'm like, this is a nightmare. This is an episode of Black Mirror. This is like the future Ready Player One was predicting, except it's not fun and engaging. It's just a horrible dystopian freak show of just like a person sitting there waving their hands wildly at this device in front of them, sitting on the train or some shit. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand the appeal, I guess, is my thing. Because again, I need this made clear. To anybody listening, if anybody, first of all, if anybody in our audience can afford one of these goddamn things, how about chipping me a few fucking bucks? You know, I don't know. I entertain you for free. Maybe huck a few dollars my way, number one. But number two, you look ridiculous. I need you to, it's important to me that you know this. You look like an insane person. You look like a rich, insane person, which at that point makes you eccentric, but still.
That's right. Eventually you get priced out of crazy and you become eccentric, yeah.
That is correct. So, you know, I, but I, it looks. Oh, it looks it's unnerving is what it is. Because it's like, it is like the maximum amount of disconnect you can have from reality. Like it truly is. And I sit there and I look at that and I go, why would you want to be that disconnected? Like VR was already kind of like pushing my limits of like, I don't really need that. If people enjoy that, if people have fun with that's fine. That's whatever, you know? But man, if you're just like going out in public and with just like this big ass headset, you know, strapped to your head, waving your hands, I'm like, no, you look insane, you know? So I don't want to throw too many stones here. I really don't. But also, only the uber rich are buying this fucking thing. So I don't actually give a shit because the rich can go fuck themselves unless they're doing charitable work.
Hey, even then they can go fuck themselves, because that's usually just a tax write-off.
That is true. Yeah. So you know what? Yeah, go fuck yourself, rich people. Anyway. No, I don't get the appeal. It looks insane. It scares me to a certain degree. And if people in the audience don't know what I'm talking about, seriously, just go look up a few videos or like images of people using these things. You'll see what I mean. You really just got like just take a good hard look at it. Really think about it. Really think about what you're looking at. Oh, there's also a story. Apparently, a dude got pulled over with his self-driving Tesla while using this the Apple Vision Pro.
I heard this story, yeah.
And I just, well, we've done it.
Yep.
We've reached it, folks. We're here.
Yep. Peak stupidity. This is the stupid future.
It's true. It's true. You're shilling for Apple and for Tesla, you dumb bastard.
Right. I'm sure there was like a some sort of stream or feed going on or whatever, getting shared to the Instagram or TikTok.
One of those.
Maybe both.
Could be both.
Right.
I think there's like a dual streaming thing going on.
It's good to cross brand.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We don't do any of that.
No, we do none of that here. We
Right.
don't do any of that. Mentioning fast food brands or certain sort of things like that. We don't cross our revenue streams like that.
Oh, I was gonna say we don't advertise on social media, really.
We also do not advertise on social media.
Yeah,
We
they're
probably should, all things considered. We should start shilling more.
right. Perhaps we should. We've put the time and the effort. We should chill.
Absolutely. And you know what? Hey, any company out there that wants to do a brand deal with us, I've talked a lot of shit about a lot of companies. If you cut me a check for like a shitload of money, I'll say whatever the fuck you want. You know, I am not above it. Audience, again, I need you to know this is important to me that you know this about me. I will 1000% chill. I have bills to pay. If I get a fat check for something and they say we're great, I'll be like, fuck yeah, you are.
I think I'll provide the disclaimer to everything. Like, okay, everybody, it's time for Evan's shillings. As you know, Evan is a struggling writer and he needs money, so he whores himself out, and I totally respect this and give him the time. So, Evan, please shill.
Wendy's is great. Eat lots of Wendy's. It totally won't give you diarrhea.
This has been Evan's shillings.
Oh, God. And you know what?
Yeah.
I appreciate your willingness to let me shill should the opportunity arise.
Absolutely. I got you, little brother. I we also exist, you know, I also exist under this fucking grueling fist of capitalism, so as always, I recommend that everybody become a poker dealer.
You know what? Hey, apparently there's good money in it.
It is. It is. get to work in a decadent palace of sin. I highly recommend it.
Huzzah. Your money's gone. Your money's gone. All bets are final. All bets are final. Your money's already gone.
Oh, man.
Man, good times. Good times.
Speaking of rich people doing terrible shit, have you heard about Diddy?
Mr. Diddy, P, if you will, you oh, you've done some truly terrible things, sir.
Truly fucking terrible. Got raided by fucking Homeland Security.
Not
Not just like the
damn.
cops or the fucking DEA or the FBI. No, Homeland motherfucking Security was like, hey man, this is some serious fucking shit. This is some like terrorist level fucking shit.
Oh, Mr. Diddy. No, 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 sir. All right. I'll let you. You brought it up. You go right ahead. Break it down for us. Let's get the rundown.
All right. So apparently several people have come forward with credible claims that Diddy was sexually abusive and running sex trafficking like parties. They raided his homes, and he was like seen at like a Miami airport looking disheveled and worried or whatever. And so back in November last year, an ex-girlfriend slash protege of his, Cassie, like brought a lawsuit against him, like claiming, you know, that he was like abusive and like raped her and fucking all this shit. And he settled it in like one day. And like a lot of his like brands and shit started like distancing themselves from him after that. And then like some other ladies came forward. I think even one dude has come forward with like allegations. But yeah, they're like some pretty credible shit, like that he was abusive and controlling and fucking like, again, sex trafficking fucking levels of shit.
Oh, P. Diddy. God damn it. I don't fucking... yeah. No, hey, I don't really have any jokes here, folks. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
And hey, who knew this was going to be said on our podcast at some point, but hey, P. Diddy, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, definitely. And there's been people who had, like, you know, talked shit about him before, like, oh, yeah, no, you can't trust him, you know, he's dirty, he's weird, blah, blah, this, that, and the other. So, like, I guess there was, like, you know, rumors going around about him for a long time.
Oh, well, I mean, I feel like that's the thing. There's always shit that, like, circulates about pretty much anyone anymore, you right, know?
Yeah.
There's always, like, the little bit. And my problem now has become that, like, I'm always on edge about, like, jumping, like, straight to a conclusion, because that's how you get shit like Jim Carrey, who got, there was like a whole stint with him where he kind of got very unfairly canceled, as it were. But then like all, like the whole situation basically flipped on its head and was like, oh no, he's actually like a horrible victim in all this, you know? So I worry whenever like I hear rumors and shit circulating. I'm like, I don't want to like jump straight on the fuck that guy bandwagon, you know? Like, that is not safe, folks. In situations like this, no, straight up, fuck that guy. He's, you know, fucking horrible scumbag. But you know, I always live in fear, at least a little bit, of that mob mentality that kicks in. You know. So.
You got to. Yeah, we have a tendency to lose control once we get together on a thing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, that fucking. The mobs from the olden days could have told you that, you know. but yeah, well, P. Diddy, congratulations. You've made the list of people who in our podcast size can go fuck themselves.
Absolutely. P. Diddy, go fuck yourself.
Excellent. And another one on our list. I'm sure they're all reeling at this point, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They cannot deal with the shade we're throwing at them.
Let's see, we've got P. Diddy, Woody Allen, Andy Dick, who's also a fucking scumbag. You know, our list of people who can go fuck themselves just grows and grows.
Absolutely, absolutely. We should probably have a drink about it.
You know what? I will take a single sip of water.
Mm-hmm. I'll also take a sip.
Because hydration is important.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have a drink about it.
Otherwise, you can't tell people to go fuck themselves.
Right. But it also brings me to our next one. Indiana is re-legalizing happy hour.
Hooray!
Yeah. Some Indiana-specific news for you. Some Hoosier news. Straight from the Hoosier State. Straight from Hoosier Brother. This is not an April Fool's joke. Governor Holcomb signed it into law in a bar at 2 p.m.
That happy hour is back, folks.
Mm-hmm. There are, of course, some stipulations to it. You can't have more than 15 hours a week or more than 4 hours in a day. And the hours can't be between 9 p.m. and 3 a.m.
I feel so... correct me if I'm wrong here. You know, I would like to know. Is this just like all smoke and mirrors so that like fucking they don't have to legalize weed?
It's probably some sort of step to that, but I honestly think this is just this is just a revenue stream for bars and whatnot, because most other places have happy hour. The reason we banned it, it got banned in 1985, and it was an attempt to cut down on drunk driving. Because most of the ways you had to fight driving were punitive, you know, like we catch you and then you have these consequences. But some groups in the 80s decided they wanted to try to cut down on drunk driving. And one of the ways they decided to do that was to end happy hour. And so they made it that you couldn't just sell for like limited times in a day. Like Indiana law says that you can sell for discounted prices, but you have to do it all day. So, you know, we're just this is on special all day today. Yeah. So in Indiana, you would always see like daily specials, Monday specials, Tuesday specials, Wednesday specials. But in other states, but in other states I went to, I've seen them. You're like, oh yeah, happy hour. You know, half price drinks during happy hour. Like, oh shit. That's pretty cool. But apparently, some groups in Indiana had been claiming that it hurts their business, you know, to not be able to have happy hour. Like, we're not able to make money on these times, you know, when we could be selling beer cheaper. So they got together, and the governor said it allows them to serve responsibly. And I'm like, fuck you, man. This isn't about serving responsibly. This is about offering specials during their downtime and being like, hey, come drink. Which is, and they're basically like, if it ends at 9 p.m. and they can only go for 4 hours a day, then the latest they could have it is 5 p.m. It could go from 5 to 9, which is when people like generally get off work. So they're saying like, hey, after you get off work, come have a beer.
I mean,
it'll be half price.
Basically, yeah. So you know what? I will say truly outstanding. Good job, Indiana. Maybe if my shift ends, you know, maybe I go out for a nice alcoholic beverage.
Mm-hmm. Yep. For a cheaper one.
A cheaper one, as it were. A half off alcoholic beverage, you know? I'm no stranger to the suds. I enjoy myself a nice brew every now and then. How much of a cop do I fucking sound like right now?
Very much so. He's a cop. Look at his shoes.
You a fucking knack?
Mm-hmm. You fucking cop. You gotta tell me if you're a cop.
You have to tell me if you're a cop.
The dumbest fucking thing ever. You have to tell me. No, they don't.
They do not.
Cops are, in fact, actually trained to lie to you. They will say whatever they have to say to get a confession. Do not believe the police. Always ask for a lawyer.
Absolutely. Hey, remember this. NWA told us themselves, fuck the police. I said, fuck the police.
Yes, they were correct about that. The police are not to be trusted.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. Fuck 12. ACAP.
Special shout out to any cops out there. What you do is morally indefensible.
Yep. Fuck you.
I'm really sorry that you had to hear it on our podcast, but yes. Again, there is no justifiable reason for what you do. There's nothing good about what you do.
I feel like deep down you've probably always known.
Like, even if you're like, well, I'm not a bad cop, it's you serve a horribly corrupt system. There's no good you can do that can undo the horrible amounts of harm that your system enforces.
Absolutely not.
So,
thanks for nothing. Go fuck yourself.
Well, I've said that on the internet forever now, but, whatever. I'm sure they won't come back to bite me.
Oh, of course not. No, those cops, they're very understanding. They're definitely not punitive at all.
They've got a great sense of humor.
100%. They can 100% take a joke. Woof. But yeah,
that's gonna get pulled up at some point in my future if I ever make it anywhere. This episode in particular is really gonna be the one that people play on a loop. But you know what?
Fuck the bullets.
Stay by what I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But So to loop back though, it is probably just an effort to not have to legalize weed too, like, because everyone around us is legalizing weed. Like, we are going to be like one of the last holdout states, you know. They'll probably legalize, huh?
Like Illinois is good, right? Michigan's good. Mm-hmm. Is Ohio good now? I don't remember.
I think they are going to be. I think they've recently done it. Because I'm pretty sure, like, that's the thing. Like, we're, like, the last state in, like, our little section.
I mean, fuck, who the fuck is that? Kentucky? Are they down to clown?
Let's see. Marijuana has been legal in Ohio since December.
Ah, well, look at that. Yeah, boo on me for not being educated, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Looks like blah blah blah. Months, yep. Been in. Okay, yeah, no, so yeah, it's good in Ohio. So yeah, no, we're the last one. So we're legalizing happy hour, though. Jesus.
Hooray!
That's gonna draw him in. Yeah, yeah.
That'll pacify him nice and good.
Mm-hmm. None of that weed, though. Better not have any.
Absolutely not. None of the devil's lettuce in our good Christian state.
Jesus fucking Christ, Indiana.
For God's sakes, Mike Pence could come back any second.
Nobody will give a shit. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, no, fuck that guy. Mike Pence. Hey, you know what? There's another one. Mike Pence, you can go fuck yourself, bud. Yeah. From one hooter to another, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, double fuck you.
There we go.
Hell yeah.
And you know what? My SO's cat is meowing pretty loud too, so I'm gonna say that's a triple fuck you.
Hell yeah, cat's in on it. as all good cats should be.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like we've rambled long enough again, as we always have. We've talked your ear off enough, audience. But I believe, brother of mine, you had an outro today.
Yes. So we wanted to try something different. You know, we always rant and talk about what we're angry about. We thought this time we'd go with something positive. And you know what? We've got an eclipse happening in 1 week, and I think that's pretty fucking cool. Like, we're going to be in the area of total eclipse, you know, full coverage, which is super fucking awesome. It's like the first time it's happened in this area in like 700 years or something ridiculous like that. Like every time I remember an eclipse happening, it's always been like, oh, it's like partial coverage. But like, we're going to have full coverage. So I'm hoping it's not cloudy and we'll be able to see it. Got the eclipse glasses coming. I'm pretty fucking excited. What about you, little brother?
I mean, no, I'm pretty done with it. It sounds rad. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know much about like the science, I guess, ? But in terms of like just like the event itself, I'm like, no, this sounds rad as hell, you know. Oh yeah, first time in like, you know, however many, you know, hundreds of years it's been. Mm-hmm. Plus I'm a big fan of Bonnie Tyler, especially Total Eclipse of the Heart. So you know what? This just it's all kind of coming up Milhouse for me.
Everything's coming up Evan. Milhouse. Coming up Ev House. Mil Ev. Milvin? Milvin. Everything's coming up Milvin.
I think that's the worst one you could have gone with, if I'm being frank with you.
No, you can't be frank. You have to be Milvin.
Damn. What a wannabe!
Too fucking bad, little brother. but also, on one final note, for those who don't know, the Children's Museum here in Indianapolis has dinosaurs breaking out of it, brontosauruses. And they put giant eclipse glasses on them, and I think that's hilarious. So there we go. We have ended on a super positive note. Some happy news to roll you out.
How do you feel about it?
I don't know. It's not bad. It just feels more like us to rant about things. But I wanted to try it out. You know, I wanted to try out positivity. It's season two. We're bringing the new. You know, even if it isn't all that great. But hey, we gave it the fucking try. Thanks for allowing me to fall flat on my face with this.
Oh, I wouldn't say flat on your face. You know, you know what? I won't even call it a stumble. We tried something. It was an effort. It was an attempt. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we are experimenting. We're branching out. You know?
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! We gotta try. You know.
Curveball. You know.
Exactly. Well, all right then. Well, thanks for taking the time to listen to us. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and don't forget to recommend us to faraway dignitaries who you've never met. Look up the addresses of, you know, public embassies and just send them letters and tell them to listen to us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Definitely won't get you on any weird government lists.
If you can find, you can very easily find the mailing address for any number of millionaire/billionaire. Recommend our podcast to them so we could personally tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yes, and give us money.
Absolutely. Give us money, also go fuck yourself. Give me money, go fuck yourself. That's right. How it's going to work.
Absolutely.
All right. We won over our sales pitch.
Can't lose. Can't fucking lose with that shit. It's the intensity and the conviction that'll get them.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, then. Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to keep bringing the chaos, support the unions, and free Palestine.
Absolutely. Be gay and do crimes.